This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and there's some great bluegrass music in the show that I've got lined out for you. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it, and I've got some real gems in here too, and we're going to kick it off with one from a family band. Would you believe that the Rice Brothers were a family band? Larry Rice, mandolin and vocals, Tony Rice, guitar and vocals, Ron Rice, acoustic bass, Wyatt Rice, guitar, and their uncle, Frank Point Dexter, on dobro. They're joined by Bill Emerson on banjo and Ricky Simpkins on fiddle sometimes. This is from their album called The Rice Brothers, and it's a classic bluegrass tune called Grapes on the Vine, and we're going to get straight into it. It sounds like this.
Birds don't sing to people. There are secrets you keep right through to the end. There are heroes that hide until forever. And I'm singing this song for one of them. He's the man that you passed on the road there. The one with his life on the loose. Going either somewhere or nowhere. Going without me, without you. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. Down where the mission bell cries, and the sorrow echoes through summer as he tries to close all his eyes and dream of his railroad existence as if it were some kind of dream, as if the extent of the distance were what his heart would call him. Thank you. between them, like a gypsy goes and blows. And it's Brew 22 all over again. Stick your thumb out and try to look like somebody's friend. Look strong at the man, smile for the girl, puzzled at the rest of the world. For he is this world's constant orphan, traveling out his long time, living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine. Living on apples from orchards and dying from grapes on the vine.
Oh, beautiful rendition of that song. Lovely to have the family band all playing together. Hope they did the recording all as one and actually got together on it. Pretty sure they did. If you're a bluegrass fan in New Zealand, you'll be delighted to know that the North Carolina band Sassafras is visiting New Zealand very late January and throughout the first couple of weeks of February. They'll be doing a concert in Hamilton. You just have to listen up for when that is. It's going to be on the 7th of February in Hamilton, Wednesday night. So note that down. And they're playing most nights of the week and the weekends. They'll be playing at the Bunker in Auckland. They'll be playing at the Jam Factory in Tauranga. They're playing at the Monkey House in Whitianga. All sorts of places. I think even the Wellington Bluegrass Society, which is where I was on the weekend. Sassafras are going to be a treat to listen to. And Sassafras are Wes Tuttle on mandolin, Randy Gamble on guitar, Gray Tuttle on banjo, and Zeb Gamble on bass. And on this album, they're assisted by a whole bunch of other people. But they play a lot of good, fairly straight bluegrass, and they, of course, always have their own touch on it. We're going to hear a track from them right now. The first one we're going to hear is called Blue Night. This is all Kirk McGee song, and Kirk McGee probably did it a little bit differently to the way that Sassafras did it, but I really like their version. This is what you might hear when you come to one of their concerts in February. Sassafras.
Well, we used to
to hear some impassioned bluegrass music, and I am really looking forward to their visit in February next year. One of the first albums I got once I really got hooked on bluegrass banjo was one called Five String Banjo, Don Palmley with 12 string guitar, Billy Strange and Dobro, and a whole list of folk tunes on this album. And a very young looking Don Palmley was playing a Gibson Mastertone banjo on the front, and we didn't know much about it, and I've since researched the album, and basically the band is the Hillmen, which is Chris Hillman playing mandolin, Rex Gosden playing bass, that's right, and guitar was Vern Gosden. They later became country singers. Don Palmley was playing banjo. The 12-string guitar was by studio musician Billy Strange. And Leroy McNeese, he's visited New Zealand, played a bit of Dobro out here. He was playing Dobro. Hal Blaine was playing drums. And it was just versions of folk tunes. And I'd like to play you a very young Don Palmley. I think he was in his very early 20s when he was playing this. The tune I've picked out to play for you is one called The Arkansas Traveler. Got a bit of a slow start and then it gets into it. Early banjo from 1962. Alan Rhodes and I were absolutely entranced by hearing any banjo on a record anyway, and we listened to that whole album and learned some of the songs on it. This Land Is Your Land, Flint Hill Special, Arkansas Traveler, Gotta Travel On, Reuben's Train, My Old Kentucky Home, Red Wing, Greenback Dollar, Cripple Creek, Ballad of Jack Clampett, Cotton Fields. They did all sorts of stuff, and there was an record sort of made at the same time, I think, that featured the 12-string guitar right through, and we had that record. I'm not sure what happened to that one. But I hope you just enjoyed that taste of Don Palmley. Of course, he went on to found the Bluegrass Cardinals, and they were a wonderful band with his son singing lead. Oh, it's coming up to Christmas time. Less than 2 weeks to Christmas time. I bet you're all as excited as I am, which is not really. But I do enjoy Christmas. It's a time that the family gets together and shares some time, and it's holiday time, so with a bit of luck we'll have some fine weather and be able to walk out and about, get out and about and go to the beach and things like that. In the meantime, for people in the Northern Hemisphere, it's a bit colder than it is here. And when Caroline Jones was out here, she got the Trendwiths to help her do some Christmas recordings, and here's one called The Winter Wonderland. This is recorded in the Roundhead Studios in Auckland. The musicians are Caroline Jones on two or three different guitars and the lead vocals, of course. Sam Trenwith on rhythm guitar and a harmony vocal. Tim Trenwith on double bass and a harmony vocal. Keith McMillan on the mandolin. Paul Trenwith on the banjo. And they came up with a real good recording of this classic Christmas song, Winter Wonderland.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
that's a Southern Hemisphere version of a definitely a Northern Hemisphere Christmas song. Caroline Jones and the Trendwiths at the studios in Auckland, and hope you enjoyed their little taste of Christmas. We don't get very Christmassy on Back Porch Bluegrass, to be perfectly honest, but I'll try and play something reminiscent of the season every now and then. Coming up, we've got a band called Blue Moon Rising. The album is called Strange New World, and it's a very psychedelic, rather freaky cover on the album. But inside, the music is really nice bluegrass music. The band is Chris West on guitar, and he also plays mandolin and does lead and harmony vocals. Brendan Bostick on mandolin and guitar and lead and harmony vocals. They share duties, obviously. Tony Mowell on bass, and he also sings, and Owen Platt on banjo, and he gets no credits for doing anything apart from playing banjo. They get a bit of help. The producer of the album was Randy Caws, who also plays a bit of dobro. They got Tim Crouch on fiddles, Shad Cobb on an open back banjo when it's needed, and Kenny Malone on percussion, and a few other friends helping out here and then. And the first tune of theirs that I've picked out is called My Sitting Window, which is a really interesting title. But let's listen now to the band Blue Moon Rising, and from the album Strange New World.
In my sitting window, I see people walking by, clouds up in the sky, at the mercy of the wind. In my sitting window, I see a young boy on his bike. I always wave when he rides by. He pops a wheelie now and then. He reminds me of a lad I used to know so long ago. In my sitting window, I see a couple in a moving van with some boxes in their hand. Guess that old house finally sold. They act just like two fools I knew back when. Takes me back again. And no one knows I'm here, and no one knows my name. I lived in this house for years, I hide behind this pane. In this old rocking chair, somehow became my tomb. And they wonder why it stays cold in this room. I'm here, and no one knows my name. I lived in this house for years, I hide behind this pane. In this old rocking chair, somehow became my tomb. And they wonder why it stays cold in this room. Am I sitting? I still see that Union flag, feel that hot lead in my back, turn the snow red on the ground in my sitting window. I guess I'll always stay 18, and Clara's still the girl for me, but I never got to tell her so. And she hummed Dixie as she watched them lay me down. And every evening I still hear those cannon sound. In my sitting window.
Isn't that nice? Lovely voice that particular lead singer's got. I really enjoy that. Every time I pick a track from that album, I'm always surprised at how good it sounds. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And we're way down at the bottom corner of the Pacific Ocean, but we still love bluegrass music down here, and particularly I love bluegrass music, and I've been playing it and collecting it for since the mid-1960s. I've got a fairly big collection of CDs and LPs that I got in the early days. The cassettes went a bit by the board. That was a bad idea. And I just enjoy playing some things from my collection for you and hope that you find something interesting in my selections. We've been doing this show, 10 years or more now. I think I've done about 580 shows, so there's a whole bunch of stuff on there, and you can get some of them if you go to the Free FM webpage. They have a whole bunch that are available to download and listen to. Some of the early ones are probably gone forever. I've got them at home. So I'm glad that you enjoy listening to Bluegrass with me. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and if the best place to go for a Christmas present for someone in your family, go to a music shop. You can buy them anything from a new strap for their guitar to some more strings and replacement strings and picks and capos and tuners, all sorts of things. If you're not sure what to get, the music shop is the best place to go. And if you're really generous at Christmas time, you can get them a new Martin guitar or a Deering banjo or something like that. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? But Shearer's Music Works, it will help you out. All their staff are musicians and they understand the things that you need to get people. Just go and talk to them. What have we got lined up? We've got a gospel song now from Doyle Lawson. The song's called "I'll Be Going to Heaven Sometime." Comes off an album called "Thank God." The band was Doyle Lawson on mandolin and lots of vocals, Dale Perry on banjo, and he does the bass vocals, Barry Scott on bass, and he does a lot of the high lead and tenor vocals, Jamie Daly on guitar, and he also does lead and tenor vocals, and the two fiddle players are J.W. Stockman and Jess Berry, and they share the fiddle duties. Doyle says in the notes for this album, "I thought it would be good to record some of the songs I listened to that were written and recorded in the 40s, 50s and 60s in bluegrass and country music. These songs are just as appropriate for our lives today as they were then." Isn't that nice? Doyle loves his music, he loves his gospel music, and he does a fine job, as you'll hear on this track. It's one called "I'll Be Going to Heaven Sometime."
Or a sinner left far behind? Don't you think of your soul and want to be saved? Don't you want to go to heaven sometime?
Sometime.
I'll be going to heaven sometime.
Hallelujah.
God is leading the way and I can't go astray. I'll be going to heaven sometime. God is watching each day. He knows it's time to pray. He's counting your blessings too. Just do as he commands and trust his guiding hand, and you'll be going to heaven
sometime.
I'll be going to heaven sometime.
Hallelujah.
God is leading the way and I can't go astray. I'll be going to heaven sometime. day and night. He is leading you by his side. He will take you away when he comes at judgment day, and you'll be going to heaven sometime. Going to heaven sometime.
Hallelujah.
God is leading the way, and I can't go astray. I'll be going to heaven sometime. I'll be going to heaven sometime.
Oh, they are such a disciplined vocal group, aren't they? Dawn Lawson and Quicksilver. And it's amazing to think that when I saw the band, I've seen them a few times play, Dale Perry was playing bass for them and singing bass, and he was playing the banjo on that record, and he's a great banjo player. Imagine having a banjo player like that playing bass for you. Oh, I love Dawn Lawson's music. I'm not sure how many albums of his that I've got, but 20 or 30 or something like that. And there's always gems on everything, all his music. We're going to hear from a band that we haven't heard much on Back Porch Bluegrass. That's a Dry Branch Fire Squad. They're a wonderful band to see live. Very funny humour, particularly from the leader, Ron Thomason. Very dry humour and very laid-back approach to the music. The band's changed membership over the years. The lineup on this album is a little different from other music of theirs that I've got, but it's still good, straightforward, fairly traditionally styled bluegrass music. John Baker is playing guitar, John Heisey is playing banjo, Dick Irwood is playing bass, and Ron Thomason is playing mandolin. They've got guests Kenny Baker on fiddle and Bobby Osborne played fiddle on a couple of tracks too. The album was produced by Kenny Baker, and Mary Jo Dickman, their agent, also sang with the band too. And I've selected a couple of tracks for you to listen to. The first one is Wild Mountain Honey, which is a song from the Osborne Brothers, and then one written by Ron Thomason himself called Born to be Lonesome. Here's the Dry Branch Fire Squad. When the mountain laurels blooming in the spring.
me that you love me, and you promised to be true, but you left me without warning. I never did a thing to you. Well, I was born to be lonesome, and I was raised to sing the blues, so I rode all the way down here just to sing this song for you. Was me you cheated on. Well, I was born to be lonesome, and I was raised to sing the blues, so I rode all the way down here just to sing this song for you. Born to be lonesome, and I was raised to sing the blues, so I rode all the way down here just to sing this song for you.
Well, that was a Dry Branch Fire Squad. They're very sort of earthy, quite traditional band with some unusual song selections, and I hope you enjoyed them. Right, I'm going to play a track for you now that's got sad overtones. A great banjo player, Terry Borkum died on the 7th of December after a fairly brief illness. I first heard Terry play with the Dor Lawson and Quicksilver show, and he was with them for two times each for a number of years, and he did a wonderful job playing banjo, very straight ahead banjo playing, and singing a wonderfully rich bass part, and or sometimes a baritone harmony. But I've got an album of his own making here, Terry Borkum, Never Thought of Looking Back, and it's a great album. He's got a lot of help from friends on the album. His band is himself playing banjo, Sam Bush on mandolin, Wyatt Rice on guitar, we heard them before, Steve Bryant on bass, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Aubrey Haney on fiddle. And on this track he's got Sam Bush doing a lead vocal, and Buddy Melton doing a tenor harmony, and Terry Borkum himself is doing the baritone harmony, I think. Just a song to celebrate his life, really, and say thanks, Terry, for all the wonderful music that you've played. Here's a song called What'll I Do from the late Terry Borkum.
Took it to the store. Now my baby don't come around here no more. What'll I do about her and you? What'll I do if it's true? What'll I do about her and you? Since I don't know when, and I used to call you my best friend, you don't add up the things they
about her and you. What'll I do if it's true? What'll I do about her? Looked for the answer in the Bible verse. Shotgun called me for something worse. Should I stay or should I go? Been up all night and I still don't know. What'll I do about her and you? What'll I do if it's true? What'll I do about her and you? What'll I do if it's true? What'll I do about her?
That's sort of like rock and roll bluegrass, isn't it? But you really got the idea of how he, Terry Borkum, could play that driving, hard-sounding banjo, and he was, his timing was immaculate. Wonderful player, and I really enjoyed his contributions to Dawn Lawson and Quicksilver in particular. Thank you very much, Terry. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. A lot of people listen to the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand, which is how the show originates in Free FM in Hamilton. Goes around the Access stations, places like Radio Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM and the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio. I was talking to the boss out there just on Sunday, Aaron Moore, and we were talking at a gig that I was playing at with my boys. We played as a Trendless. I play banjo, Sam plays guitar and does the lead vocals, Tim plays bass and does the harmony vocals, and my oldest grandson, Tyler Trendless, was playing percussion and doing harmony vocals. We had a good time at Christmas sort of in the park at Raglan. It was a festivity and it rained and people came out in the rain, and there was a really good vibe at the whole concert and we thoroughly enjoyed it. So if any of you people are listening to the show from Raglan Community Radio, I say g'day. Right, a lot of people listening on Access radio stations in Canada as well, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, The Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. And in the USA, we got Bluegrass Planet Radio, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, lots of places that you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass, as well as all the places that you can get it as a podcast, like Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. You can take Back Porch Bluegrass with you on your holidays. It'll be coming out at the same time each week. We're a real treadmill here. The boss drives us hard, and we have to make sure that we've got a show in the can ready to go out at our appointed hour. So there will be for Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll jump from the rocky sound of Terry Borkum to a real traditional sound recorded in 1976 from Mac Wiseman and the Shenandoah Cut-Ups. They did a whole bunch of the songs that Mac had was known for in the 1950s and never really got around to recording. And there's a whole bunch of good songs on this album called Bluegrass Hits and Heart Songs. And I picked one called You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. And that's a sort of real old country standard, I think, in lots of ways. And we're going to hear that for you now. Mac Wiseman and the Shenandoah Cut-Ups.
You can't judge a book, dear, by its cover. You can't tell if it's good or bad. The cover may be in the brightest color, but inside the story may be sad. Pretty pictures make the cover gay, though the pages may be stained with age. You can't judge a book, dear, by its cover till you've read what's written on each page. Just because there are dark clouds in the heavens doesn't mean that it will always rain. Just because you see somebody smiling doesn't mean inside there is no pain. So it doesn't matter what you hear. Don't believe it till you know it's true. You can't judge a book, dear, by its cover till you've read the story through and through. So it doesn't matter what you hear. Don't believe it till you know it's true. Judge a book, dear, by its cover till you've read the story through and through.
Mac Wiseman doing some great country style bluegrass there with that wonderful banjo backup of Billy Edwards. Oh, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you stuff from my shelves, music from my shelves. I shouldn't say that word, stuff. It sounds very incorrect. And I'm playing you music from my shelves, and we've got Sassafras lined up on the CD player next. And remember, they're coming out in February, so make sure you get to see them at a venue near you if you're in the North Island. I'm not sure if they're going to the South Island this time. They toured around the South Island a year or so ago. But they'll be in Hamilton on the 7th of February, and make sure you contact me. I'll be giving you more information about that as we get closer. But here they are doing a tune, My Sweet Blue-Eyed Darling. They like some of the traditional stuff too.
Come and go, I still love you, and I see your smiling face. Tell me, love, that you need me, and no one's gonna take my place.
You're my sweet blood, darling,
and my love belongs to you. All I've had. another. In my arms you're gonna stay. You're my sweet blood darling, and my love belongs to you. All I've had,
be true. I tell you, there's going to be some powerful bluegrass music at the concerts when Sassafras get near you, so you got to make sure you go and see them. Oh, we get to hear from Blue Moon Rising again from their album Strange New World, and here's an interesting song called Second Best.
Could ever guess, but I'll be your friend, won't have no regrets. But now I'll have to settle for second best. There were times late at night when you'd call me on. Could ever guess, but I'll be your friend, won't have no regrets, but now I'll have to settle for second with family and friends on your wedding day. As I watch you walk the aisle, I wipe teardrops from my face. Well, I love you more than you could ever guess, but I'll be your friend, won't have no regrets, and now I'll have to settle for second best.
second best.
Oh, they have a great sound, don't they? And they put together some amazing music. Very full, very modern sort of sound of bluegrass, but I love the ingredients in there. We're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session, and this time I'll play the track that I was going to play at the end of last week's show, but I never had time for, and it's one called Shoulder to Shoulder. It's an instrumental put out on the album Jerry Douglas and Slide Rule is the name of the album, and it's the theme for the International Bluegrass Music Association Awards. I hope you're going to enjoy that. Tune in again next week. Remember, Back Porch Bluegrass will just keep running through the holidays, and there's always some good music to listen to. So it's goodbye from me. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.